Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine wanted me to just...
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, it's time for another week of N4G Radio. And this week is the last time that we will be recording a show before the Earth implodes. Because there's a little game coming out this week called Cabela's Dangerous Hunting Adventure.
Yep.
Which I'm not lying, that is actually due out this week. I ain't lying. So
I'm there at midnight.
You too. I'll be in line with my deer antlers on.
Yep.
So... All right, but anyway, we have a good show this week. We have, as always, Gambus Khan is with us.
Greetings, programs.
And we have the Wombat Ryan Wombo.
Catchphrase.
It's in there. And we have returning special guest, our good friend, Mr. John Whitehouse.
What's up, chaps?
There you go. We've got the British flavor.
Hey. So. Fish and chips, go blimey, governor.
Oh, I was waiting for it.
Oh, here it comes. There it is. So there it was. All right. So we're going to get in. We're going to jump into some fondling because I know mine is like extremely large, so it's going to take a while.
That's the first time you've ever said that.
I was going to say, I was waiting on the that's what she said joke. So,
yeah.
You know. Anyway, but we'll start with Gambus Khan. What you been fondling this week, Gambus Khan, besides, you know, wedding bells?
Oh, don't...
I'm just dicking around with you.
Ah, you had to say it.
I did.
Okay. Let me see here. The usual. I've been playing
the usual suspects.
Yes. Dragon Quest IX. I'm actually kind of like a little bit perturbed at the modern video game audience, at least in the Ohio area, because. I go to game stores, you know, quite a bit, and, you know, I like going to the mall and stuff like that. And I always have my DS set to where it'll communicate with other Dragon Quest players, you know, so that they would appear at the inn that I'm staying at, you know, and nothing. Nothing.
You ain't got no love?
Well, Dragon Quest has no love around where we live.
Well,
that's
no.
Pretty much it.
Yeah,
you do live in the middle of nowhere.
Yes, that is true. Even in the mall, the malls are like middle of nowhere. But what's kind of funny is I actually bought Dragon Quest IX for my 11-year-old niece for her birthday.
Yeah, it's your normal excuse.
Yes, it was her birthday, and I bought it for her. And it was like, what's funny is that she's actually further in it than I am now.
Nice.
You're getting beaten by a girl.
Yeah.
11-year-old girl.
Yeah. But I'm happy. I'm like, I didn't know if, cause she's used to playing Pokemon. I wanted to, you know, get another type, a role-playing game type of title for her, you know. And she adapted to the gameplay, like, really quickly. So she's a gamer. She really is. She's, like, almost 40 hours into it, and she had the game for, like, 2 weeks now.
Jesus.
I'm like, holy cow. Yeah. Evidently, some of her classmates... also have been playing the game, so...
Hopefully not at school, because that would be a bad example.
That would be a bad example.
Yeah, DS.
No wonder
is...
we trail the rest of the world in math and science.
And we're too busy catching them all.
Yeah. But they're forbidden in grade school, at least the one that she goes to. But
shooting people and eating deep fried food.
Mm.
Yep.
I love America.
Oh, yeah. Yep, been playing that. Also, have been playing a little bit of Ease 7 for the PSP.
PSP.
Yeah, great game. I'm so glad I picked it up. I remember before I picked it up, I was contemplating on whether or not I really wanted to play it or not. If I was going to, and I looked up some reviews and some E3 discussion about it, and after seeing some videos, I'm like, yeah, this game is really good, and it's an amazing game. I mean, if Dragon Quest IX is like the DS game of the year, in my opinion, if it's the DS game of the year so far, well, I can't really say that because Metal Gear came out. I'd say that E7 to me is like the runner up behind Metal Gear.
Metal so, Gear!
What
is E7 then?
You mean?
E7?
Mm.
E7 is a top down role playing game. It's action, it's not turn based, so it has kind of a Secret of Mana meets Zelda vibe to it.
Okay.
It's quicker pace. It's. You run really fast. Enemies attack you really fast. There's nothing that's boring about the game at all. It's straight
except
up
the name.
Except yeah. the name. Yeah.
Somewhere, Killer Wolverine is screaming because he just woke up out of his stupor and heard you say that there was an RPG game that wasn't boring.
Yeah. The music of most of the Ease games is like this, like really fast, like prog rock meets, you know, thrash metal, almost like a Dragon Force type of sound.
Yeah,
without the singing.
Oh, boo!
Around the frame.
Oh
put
yeah!
Put your cards on the table.
This game's kind of like Secret of Mana and wow. Zelda. Killer Wolverine would probably still think it sucks. Rock out with your cock out, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a sight.
But, yeah.
You looking in my window?
Put that away.
Put it away.
But, the other two games I played this week, I was a little bit on a... in a PopCap mood.
Oh, here we go. I knew this was going to happen.
Played some Peggle. And that's
Peggle.
Always good. Yeah, I cleared a few more stages.
You haven't beat that game yet?
No one's
beat
that
wait.
Game.
I've beat it.
Not properly beat it.
Oh, well, just because I haven't done all the challenges, but I can show you somebody who has.
Really?
Yes.
Like, someone with way too much time on their hands.
Yes.
Yes.
Except it was the Boogeyman. Boogeyman beat every challenge.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
I cried because I made it up to like 65, and I'm like, God, this is too freaking hard.
That's some patience there.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Yeah, it's.
I imagine he did that while he was still single.
Yes, of course.
I had a feeling.
Yeah, my life is kind of like, you know, BC, you know, kind of like before relationship, you know. It's
BC? I really don't want you to know what I thought that stood for.
Wow.
No, it'd be more
there's
like...
several options.
Yes. I'm going for the one that you never say in front of anybody.
Yeah, ever.
Ever.
I'm going for the one...
But if you're from where John's from, you say it all the time.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no. That's a modern misconception.
Really?
That word
really?
Is as bad over here as it is over there.
Okay.
You never say that word.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. All right, that's good to hear. I have better thoughts about it now.
There you go.
No, that is a nasty word.
Well,
yeah. Even over here.
Well, I'm going to go for the straight up nicest thing I could say that that would stand for. So after beauty.
Dude, that's well, A, B, not B, C.
That's B.
Yeah.
And we were talking about C.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Rock and roll. Hoochie coochie.
You gotta know that I've been kind of sleep deprived lately, so I say some crazy, silly things.
Just remember, Ryan and Ken, never to let Gambus teach your children the alphabet.
The alphabet, absolutely.
A is yeah. for, C is for, no, no, no.
You are not allowed to say that word.
But the last game that I played was, of course, this week's XBLA game, Plants vs. Zombies.
Mm. Here it comes.
So, what do you think of Plants vs. Zombies?
I didn't play it.
You didn't play it?
Nope.
Seriously?
No, I did not.
I didn't play it either.
I did.
What do you think?
That's amazing. I think, in actual fact, I'm actually watching it being played right now. The girlfriend's on it. Yeah, I was. Obviously, everyone knows what Plants vs. Zombies is. I mean, if you haven't heard of it by now or played some version of it, you've been living on the moon. But I was intrigued to see how they'd cope with the, you know, the clicking of the sunlight and the how quick you can plant things. And I think they've done a cracking job. I think what they've really pinned it down for consoles, you know, instead of having the ease of the iPhone with the touch and to plant and obviously with the PC clicking and stuff, they've really done well converting that over to controller. I think it's amazing. It's exactly what you wanted to be.
Yeah, I was, to tell you the truth, I was slightly concerned about it, how it would feel, you know, playing it with a controller instead of, you know, using touch or a mouse click. But I must admit, the games feel super smooth. Gameplay wise, feels
gameplay
solid.
You're not going to go too far wrong with it. I'll say you know what you're getting. It is a solid game. I was just worried about the fact that the controls may have been a bit iffy, but they've taken their time and they've done it justice. It makes it enjoyable, and as you say, it's super smooth. You know, it can feel a little bit sluggish. Compared to other versions, just solely because of the, you know, you have to click the bumpers to select which plant you want to put down, and you can sometimes find yourself, if it's getting busy on the screen, and you're in a panic, sort of maybe scrolling through there and having trouble trying to find what you want, but most of the time, no worries.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'd say probably when it's like, when the game is like super busy, would any slight concern would be like if you accidentally press the bumper a little bit, like one more time than you should. You just have to kind of pretty much try to calm yourself and get really into it, you know, in order to have a good time. But I think it came off smoothly. It's definitely better executed than I was thinking that it might be, so it is a really solid game. It's worth picking up. It really is worth picking up.
Completely agree.
Is it really worth $15 if you've already played it, though?
Well,
I've got a strange addiction to it for some bizarre reason.
Well, I'd say the same about Peggle. That was my addiction. So,
yeah, I mean, I've played all versions of it. I've got the PC version, the Mac version, the iPhone version, and now the iPhone version. But it's a shame that it is 1,200 points, but that seems to be the trend now, and it's getting rather worrying.
Yeah.
But I still think it's worth 1,200 points. It's a stand-up game, definitely.
All right, so there you go.
Yeah,
Plants vs. Zombies. So, Gambus, that's all you're fondling. What's going on this week? You planning on playing Cabela's Big Game Hunter Adventure?
Oh yeah, I'm planning on wearing some antlers this week. So,
I didn't ask you if you were having a normal week. I said, are you going to play the game?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Cabela's. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. Not.
So what are you fondling this week?
A little game called, Halo Reach.
Halo.
I've never heard of that. What's that?
Is that coming out this week?
It's
about some
first
green Power Ranger, I think.
Yeah.
Go, go, Power Ranger.
That would be awesome if... No, it wouldn't. I was going to say, that would be awesome if Master Chief was, like, doing all these Power Ranger poses throughout the game, and then it's like, no, it wouldn't.
No, it really wouldn't. All right. Well, I'm going to move on to the Wombat, then. What's up, Wombat?
What's up? I actually played a lot this week, oddly enough, which is very, very rare for me. I played a couple demos. I played the trial for Shank, which, I don't know, I thought was all right. I like the art style of it. I think my problem is I'm getting, even though I don't buy arcade games, I play most of the trials. And I really feel like there's a lot of games like Shank on Xbox Live already. Just purely from a gameplay standpoint, not from a graphical or story standpoint or anything. I just feel like there's a lot of side-scrolling beat-em-ups on Live Arcade already. And so I just really could not get into it for one reason or another. It's probably just personal preference, but I was not huge on it. I also played Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, which is also a side-scrolling beat-em-up, but a little different because it's decidedly more old-school. It's sort of in the River City Ransom. It's almost like a River City Ransom meets Final Fight kind of mashup. I mean, again, I wasn't really in the mood for beat-em-ups this week, because yeah, I thought it was all right. I liked the art style, I liked the way it was done, but I couldn't play it for more than 10 minutes. And then I played two demos this week for games that are, let's just say, Gears of War-esque.
Oh, we're going to talk about this?
One of which... was very fast-paced and chaotic, and had some really cool moves, and I found to be a lot of fun. And the other one was Quantum Theory.
Yeah. Let's talk about that game.
You played Quantum Theory.
it should be mentioned ahead of time that it's been mentioned on here before that I'm not really a huge fan of Gears in general. Just because I didn't get into the first one. It's one of those games that I've always said I'm going to go back and play, because I'll be 100% honest, I didn't really give it a chance. So it's one of those games I'll go back and play eventually. Quantum Theory was one of the worst things I've ever played.
Yes. I agree wholeheartedly.
It made, and again, this is coming from someone who, you know, given the limited amount of time that I played the first Gears, did not enjoy it. It made Gears of War look like it was... I can't even think of a good enough adjective to describe how awesome it made Gears of War look, because it was terrible. The weapons are terrible. The controls are terrible. The character design is terrible.
There is nothing that's not terrible about that game.
It was slow and just loose controls and just... I don't know. Somehow the controls managed to be loose and tight at the same time. Like, I felt like I was controlling a tank, but I was controlling it on a sheet of ice. Just was not a fan at all of Quantum Theory. The flip side of that, though, is Vanquish, which, contrary to Mr. Zero Tolerance, I really, really liked.
No, wait a minute. I had to call people out about this, because I'm not the only one who didn't like it.
I'm not saying you're not the only one who didn't like it. You're the only one that sticks out to me that didn't like it.
Well, Gambus had the conversation with me where he didn't like it that much either.
Yeah, I liked it. I guess it's true. I thought it was great. I really enjoyed it. I thought I love the dash. I thought the controls were good. I thought going in and out of cover was great. I loved how chaotic everything was. There were bullets everywhere and people to shoot all over the place, and the giant crazy robot at the end of the demo. Spoiler alert.
you can't spoil a demo, please.
But I loved it. I thought it was great. In fact, the game wasn't even on my radar, and now it's definitely one I'm going to at least game fly.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did. I really enjoyed it. I really did. I didn't actually have much problem with the control in it.
No, I didn't have a problem with the control. I had a problem with the monotony, where it was just like the same enemy just keeps coming and keeps coming and keeps coming and keeps coming, and it's just, eh.
Well, yeah, see, I didn't really have that problem, considering there were at least three different types of enemies in the demo. There was the normal little shock trooper guy, and then there were the bigger robots that you had to shoot down. Actually, there was four, because there was two different types of bigger robots, and then there was the boss at the end. So I didn't really have that problem with it.
I think the only problem I had with it was the... it might have been a couple things. The first, I thought the controls felt a little bit loose. I don't know. I mean, that was my impression of the controls of the game, that it just kind of felt loose to me. And the other thing was that it felt like you was going into a location. Kill a bunch of enemies. Bunch of enemies come. Kill the enemies. Bunch more enemies come. Like, you're just holding down an area. I don't know if that would be like a accurate representation of the whole game, but
I mean, to be honest, that's pretty much an accurate representation of the entire genre. I mean, Uncharted is like that. You walk into an area, you kill the enemies, you move on to the next area. The parts that aren't, Jeep chases or anything like that in Uncharted are pretty much exactly like that. You go into an area, you find cover until all the enemies are dead, until you've pot shotted all the enemies, and then you move on to the next place. Gears of War is like that too.
It didn't feel like I was going anywhere. It just felt like I was being held up by just wave after wave. I don't know. I might have to play the demo again with a and see what was going on. Because I didn't finish the demo. I got killed.
Gotcha. In that particular demo, I'll agree, because you don't go, once you get to the end, you don't really go forward. You take the one place, and then you hold it, and then the boss comes out.
Yeah. So. Okay. So I might have been at the end.
Or you might have been at the beginning.
Or you might have been. You don't know.
Yeah. It's true.
Other than that, what else did I play? I played MLB The Show, which I play every week, so that's not really news. Why does it seem like there was another demo?
There was a lot of demos this week. I played a bunch, but I don't know which one.
I'm trying to remember which other one I played. What demos came out this week?
The Legend of Gahuli, the Owls demo.
Yeah, that's bad. I didn't play that.
Sengoku Basaru, the Capcom Dynasty Warriors ripoff.
Didn't play that.
It's actually the second game, because the first one was called Devil Kings in the United States.
Oh, yeah, I remember Devil Kings.
Yeah, Devil Kings, yeah, but it's still a Dynasty Warriors ripoff. It's not called Devil Kings 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
They decided to go with its original Japanese name.
Yeah, because Sengoku Basara is much more appealing in America than Devil Kings.
Because a lot of people probably already played Devil Kings.
Yeah, and they're like, ooh, let's not play that again.
And they're like, I'm not buying a sequel to Devil Kings.
I thought Devil Kings was alright.
And then the PSN game Terror Over, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, maybe I didn't. Maybe there wasn't another demo I played. Maybe that was it.
Oh, Guitar Hero?
No, I didn't play that.
Ruse?
Ruse, that's what it was.
See, I'd get it eventually.
That's what the other one that I played was.
Which I played the whole version of that game.
You played the full version?
Yes.
Nice. I played 5 minutes of the demo and decided I didn't really like it.
Oh, well, you suck.
Well, maybe. Maybe that's the case. But I'm still not buying Ruse.
It's a good game.
No, it's just, I mean, it's been discussed ad nauseum on here before. That's just not really my style of game. So, but yeah, that pretty much wraps it up with the exception. I remembered at the last second the other thing that I played Monster Hunter Tri. I got Monster Hunter from Gamefly. And I tell you what, I played a decent amount of Monster Hunter on the PSP, and it's nice to get kind of drawn back into Monster Hunter again. It's nice to feel comfortable with it again, to like, you know, oh, my stamina's getting low, I need to cook some meat and all that stuff, which anybody who didn't play Monster Hunter won't understand a single word of that, but it's a lot of fun. The only thing about it is, at this point, because I don't have a classic controller, I've been playing with the Wii and the Wiimote and the Nunchuck, and it doesn't do the game any benefit, which again, it's another instance. We've talked before on the show about how a lot of the really good Wii games don't take advantage of the motion control. Mario Galaxy, I guess, uses it some, but you could still make a good game without it out of Mario Galaxy. Smash Brothers, Zelda, Twilight Princess, you know, most of those games, with the exception of the Prime games that they moved to the Wii, don't really take advantage of the motion control all that well. And Monster Hunter Tri also doesn't really take advantage of the motion control very well. And it just makes me sad, because I thought the one benefit to Monster Hunter being on the Wii would be that it would be a really cool control scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for bow guns and for, like, once Wii Motion Plus came out, it would have been nice, you know, for, like, I don't even know if you want to go one-to-one sword control, because there's a lot of, like, each sword has special moves or whatever, but I figured they would have been a little more in-depth with it. And to me, that was really the only advantage from a gameplay standpoint that they could have got from putting it on the Wii. So I can't help but be disappointed when I'm playing it that, and this is probably shallow of me, but I can't help but be disappointed that it's not on another system that has HD graphics and a viable online network.
Yeah.
Wasn't it due to come out of the Xbox over in the Japan?
That's a different. It's not Tri though, right? It's
right, okay.
Free or whatever. It's the subscription one.
Okay.
So
my bad.
But I don't know that. They're all pretty much the same, just different enemies and stuff. But it's like, I think it's the one that people pay $15 a month for over in Japan.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Because they'd be dark.
It really makes me, I mean, playing Tri makes me really want a standard Monster Hunter on PlayStation 3 is what I'll say, just because there's no way they're going to put it on the Xbox by, like, only the Xbox, because it's Monster Hunter's huge in Japan, and they're, like, nobody has an Xbox because it's crazy and American. It makes me really want one on the PS3. Because it looks all right for a Wii game, but it's real pixelated and just doesn't look very good. And I'd like to play online with Gambus, but heaven only knows how you hook up online in that game. I don't know if you need a friend code or what the heck you need, but it's just, like I said, it'd be nice if it was on PlayStation Network and could just send you a request and we could play just like that. So, but other than that,
yeah.
I mean, it's Monster Hunter, which is, you know, always awesome as long as you've got the patience for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that wraps it up for me.
Rock on.
I'm not used to having that much to talk about.
What about your future?
It's Halo Reach.
What is that?
And more Monster Hunter. Yeah, it's just game coming out about a green Power Ranger. I think we talked about it before.
Sweet. I can't wait to see how this game turns out. I think it might be a hit.
It's probably going to be the best Power Ranger game in a while.
Probably.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think so.
All right, so I'm going to move on to our special guest from across the pond over there, Mr. John Whitehouse.
Why, thank you. Well, it's been a while since I was last on, and I think last time I was on your show, I said I wasn't really sort of looking forward to Red Dead Redemption much. I've since completed that, which is absolutely awesome. So far, my game of the year. It is. Oh, it's. I know it's old news, but it's been a while, but it's incredible.
It is a great, great game.
I still need to finish it.
The ending is it's very good ending.
I like the way it ended.
I can't wait to get there.
It's you can easily get sidetracked, obviously. The missions are engaging, the side missions, you know, your stranger quests. They're surprisingly well written and makes it very easy to deviate from the main story. I found myself when I got to the third part of the map, I was trying to rush things along and just crack on with the story because I wanted to see how it turned out, and I wasn't disappointed. That's a thoroughly enjoyable game. More recently, I picked up Dead Rising, the original game, in preparation for 2. Again, old game, but very good. Also, K-Zero, which I've found I've been thoroughly enjoying it. It's nothing quite like sticking a baseball bat with nails in it into a zombie's head. It's got that down to a fine art, and for 400 Microsoft points, as a bargain.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a steal for that price.
Yeah, and I know whatever. Oh, it's just a demo. It's not though. I mean, that's the thing. I don't think it's a demo at all. It's got a couple of hours gameplay there. It's a completely different story that leads up to the main story of Dead Rising 2, and you know, it's not like a 30-minute EA demo or a football match for FIFA 09 demo. It's a proper got proper content there. And for, like I say, 400 Microsoft points, you can't go wrong. But also, playing Panzer as the Zombies, as I said earlier, enjoying that. And most recently, Spider-Man, Shattered Dimension, which, obviously you were talking about it last week, you're all a little bit worried about how it's going to turn out.
Yeah, definitely was worried about it. But from what I've read in the reviews, it seems to be pretty positive.
Well, I can abate your fears, my friend. It's not bad at all.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear.
You're coming from a history of, you know, from Spider-Man 3 onwards, really, of being absolute shite. And you've also got, you know, Batman looking over your shoulder, showing you how a superhero game should be done. They've really come out well. There are certain elements in it that are taken from Batman. The noir sections is very much a you got your night vision, you've got your swinging down from overhead to web up a victim, without making any noise. They've certainly taken that sort of stuff on board. It plays very well. The graphics are absolutely fantastic. It's got a real comic book feel to it, cel shaded in a way, but each different dimension has a unique look and feel to it, and the way Spidey moves, because he, you know, some of the abilities that he has are only doable in certain dimensions. So it's a little bit of getting used to the controls for each of the Spider-Men, but it's thoroughly enjoyable. It really, everything feels good about it. The combat feels a little repetitive, but no more than God of War feels repetitive. It's got a real flow to it. Upgrading is quite interesting. You know, it gives you points for finding things and doing certain you're completing certain tasks during your missions, tying up so many victims, or you know, defending against this, that, and the other, and it gives you a set of points, and then you can spend that on upgrading, and that includes things like alternative costumes and bits and pieces. But, you know, the main thing is it plays a lot better than any other Spider-Man have done recently. You know, Web of Shadows and Friend or Foe, which, in my opinion, were terrible games. Yeah, it's if you like Spider-Man, you know, if you like Spider-Man 2, it is a different game. It's a linear game. It's not, you know, roaming around the city. But if you like the way that controlled and the way it looked and how it felt, you won't be disappointed.
That's good to hear. Sweet. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Which was your favorite dimension?
I like the noir sections are really good. It sort of rewards patience and using your spider. Well, they, you know, it's detective mode, but they call it Spidey sense, obviously.
Right.
Using that to hunt down where your enemies are or free hostages, because sometimes you've got to free them. But you must make, you know, you get alerted once a game. Goons have got guns, you get spotted, you've got to get out of there quick because you can't take too many bullets. Literally how Arkham Asylum did it. And I enjoyed that. And also the normal Spidey levels are quite good, but they all have their own little, let's say, own sort of slightly different feel. And the writing isn't too bad and the voice acting is quite good. So that's also something that's been missing for quite a while from Spider-Man games. But it deserves the scores. I mean, I think on Metacritic it's about 8 out of 10 or 80% or whatever. But it deserves to get those scores. I'm just a little worried that it might not be on the top of everyone's list with a certain game coming out next week. It may have gone over a few people's heads in regards to that while they wait for that to come out. But it's definitely worth picking up.
Excellent.
And that's all I've been playing.
And what are you playing this week?
Well, I wasn't playing Halo Reach until somebody talked me into getting it, so I'm going to be playing Halo Reach. And it's probably some more PVC and probably some more Spider-Man, but mainly Halo Reach.
Ah, Halo. What is
going to be awesome.
What is Halo?
I don't know. It looks rubbish if you ask me. Some 2-bit budget title. But
oh, it's always exciting.
It would be so funny if it didn't sell.
Yeah, but I don't think we could stop that even if we tried.
No, it's going to be like a... I don't know whether you'll get to it in the news, but they've been sort of... Activision have been throwing a few shots over the heads of Microsoft, and they're saying that Black Ops will outsell Halo Reach and this, that, and the other. And it's like, surely there's room in as well for 2 shooters.
Oh, there it is. And both
considering
of them
there's one out every week.
You know what'll happen. Halo Reach will outsell Black Ops on the Xbox, and then Activision's going to come in and say, we sold this many combined on PS3 and Xbox. We beat you.
Oh. I don't know. I know that Bungie and Activision are about to make an ass load of money.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. But amazingly, I have played a complete, like, ridiculous amount of games, and we all knew it was coming. It's holiday season, so it's time to play a million games.
Right.
I started off the week...
Forget buying your relatives' presents.
Yes. You will not have enough money for this. I will go by system. That makes it the easiest. Start on the Wii. I played NHL Slapshot, which is, EA always does the proper sports games on the HD consoles, and then they do the arcade sports game on the Wii. And it came with a plastic hockey stick that I could put together and put my Wii remote in.
Wow.
And I did some slap shooting.
Wow.
And all the characters are like, they're the actual players from the NHL, but they look like kids. So
no, creepy.
Yeah, it's almost got like the backyard hockey thing going on. It's not terrible, but...
that's a glowing review.
You know, it's... Well, see, the thing
put
is...
On the back of the box.
Yeah. You know,
it's not the worst backyard hockey game I've ever played.
I played it, you know, I played it, and then I threw in NHL 11. And that's probably... You know, that's probably not a good thing.
No.
Because you play NHL 11, and that game is just phenomenal. I played it on the PS3 because that's the version they sent me, and I love the new physics system. I love the right stick controls have been tweaked to perfection. The presentation is incredible. I mean, the game is just really, really good. So, I mean, if you're a hockey fan, you have no excuse not to go out and buy this game. It's just absolutely incredible. I haven't played a 2K game in years because I know Womble usually plays those.
Yep.
But, man, 2K would have had to done a ton to be as good as EA's.
Yeah, and to be honest, really the only thing that 2K does better than EA at this point is their NBA franchise. We'll see, we'll see if that holds up after they've revamped what used to be called Live is now called, I don't even remember now.
It's called Elite.
There you go, NBA Elite. So we'll see if 2K can even hold that up still. But after years of dominating in hockey, the last couple years, EA has come out of the gate and just been amazing.
Yeah. But from what I hear about the basketball games, I heard that Elite's not very good.
Really?
And I've heard 2K...
That doesn't surprise me because, honestly, like I said, the last 3-4 years, NBA 2K has been head and shoulders above Live.
Yeah, I heard it continues, of course, with the Michael Jordan thing going on this year.
Yeah.
Which looks really good. So, but yeah, NHL 11 is phenomenal. If you're a fan of hockey games, you shouldn't even hesitate. You should go buy it. Slapshot is more like a slap in the face to Wii owners that you don't get a real hockey game. So, and that's really the long and the short of it. But now the Wii...
Wait, here's the question. This will differentiate whether NHL 2K 11 or 2K's game is going to be better. This is it. This is the final question. Can you drive the Zamboni in NBA 11 or in NHL 11?
I don't think so.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to get that far into it yet. I'm going to play some more this week, but you know.
Now that was the big thing in NHL 2K10 last year was you could drive the Zamboni and try and clear the entire rink of bad ice.
I'm sorry, but
before halftime was over.
If that's a bullet point on the back of your box, you really need to go back to the drawing board.
It was a huge selling point.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That tells you the level of competition there.
Yeah. Anyway, also on the Wii this week, I finally played the game that everybody's been talking about, but none of us have played, is Metroid Other M. And I have to say that is fucking awesome. I love the game. I love the look. The cutscenes are so old school in the fact that they're overly long and really dramatic and, you know, really cheesy in their writing and stuff. But I love the way, and this is the first Metroid game where, you know, we've all played plenty of these old school games where you start off a super badass and then they steal all your powers kind of thing. And it actually makes sense in this one because you start off the game and you have all your powers, but you're inside this base that this military people aren't going to let you use them. So, like, your missiles are, you know, disabled because they told you you're not allowed to have missile fire. So you got to wait till you're available to do it, that kind of stuff. But I love the control scheme. I love playing it in 2D. It's so weird because I had to take off my Wii condom and my Wii Motion Plus and basically strip it down to the original Wii remote because that's all you play with is the Wii remote held horizontally. And you use the D-pad to run, the 2 button to jump, and the 1 button to shoot. And then you can tap the big A button to go into a ball.
Again, another solid Nintendo title taking advantage of the motion control.
The only difference here is that when you point the Wii remote at the screen, you go into first person. And then you can hold down the B button to look around, but you cannot move while you're in first person. So that takes a little getting used to because I got to the first boss fight and I'm trying to fight the boss, and he is just like, like whooping my ass because I'm trying to point the remote at the screen and at the same time realizing I can't move. So that definitely takes some getting used to, but once you get used to that, I think this game is awesome. I think one of the biggest things that stood out to me is how good it looks. Like the game looks phenomenal for a Wii game. And the cutscenes are excellent. I mean, they're not, you can tell they're not in high definition, but the actual CGI itself is really, really good. So, if you're a Metroid fan, by the way, Gambus, I know you played the game, but did you see the intro?
Yeah. You're talking about the CGI recreation of the end of Super Metroid?
Yeah, where she's fighting Mother Brain and the Metroid has a hold of her head, and that sequence got me so pumped to play the game.
Well, yeah, what's interesting about that scene is I was in line to play the game for an hour and a half, and basically that scene was looping the whole time when I was waiting in line.
Nice. So yeah. You got it memorized now.
Pretty much.
Well, all I can tell you is that thing was freaking awesome. I was so pumped to play when they showed that intro, because, you know, the only thing that's kind of weird is how she keeps talking about the baby. And if you don't know the story, it's kind of creepy. She's like, the baby touched me and gave me powers. All I can think about is the baby. I'm like, what? That's kind of creepy.
Yep.
But other than that, phenomenal game. If you like Metroid, you should not even be thinking about this. I can't believe Gambus hasn't bought it. And, you know, just an awesome, awesome game.
I do plan on picking it up.
It's definitely worth it. Definitely awesome game. And that's all for the Wii. Then on the PS3, I downloaded a ton of stuff. Like we talked about Quantum Theory. I played the demo for that. Did you even make it to the part where you can, like, throw your partner?
No.
God, that game sucks.
I didn't make it to that part because the rest of the game sucks so bad.
Well, here's the funny thing. Like, I was playing, and you get to the part where you can throw your partner, and I was in this big firefight, and I was running around looking for my partner at one point, and she was dead. She's just laying there on the ground, and then the game didn't even tell me she was dead.
Well, there's no excuse not to throw, then, is there?
Nah, I should have been able to pick her up and throw her.
Did you get to the part where all your weapons suck? Wait a minute. That's as soon as you booted the whole thing up.
As soon as you press start.
Yeah.
But I think it's hilarious. Like, this game mimics Gears of War to a T. Every button does exactly the same thing as in Gears of War. The character looks like a giant tree trunk. The cover system works exactly the same. If you hold down the X button, you do the roadie run. I mean, you couldn't have... I mean, this is like one of those really crappy TV game things where, like, it's such a ripoff that it's basically the same game.
Like Dante's Inferno and God of War?
See? I'm referring more to the generic. Anyway. No, but this game, I mean, yeah, wow. It's Gears of Horrible is what I would like to call it, because it's just not good, and it rips the... It's funny that you would say, because like Womble's example of Dante's Inferno to God of War, but Dante's Inferno was still a good game, even though it ripped it off to a T. This game rips it off to a T and somehow still manages to suck.
Somehow still is terrible. I think that's part of the reason why I liked Vanquish so much, was because, yeah, it's got the hide behind cover and shoot like Gears does, but everything else is so radically different.
Yeah, it's a different game, yeah.
It was very fresh, I think, is part of the reason why I liked it so much. Whereas Quantum Theory feels like something feels like I should have to be listening to Slipknot. I don't know. It was awful. Everything about it just screamed generic heavy metal. I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it.
You should have to punch yourself in the face to enjoy this game. Period.
There you go.
Also on the PS3, I did play the demo for the Gambus, you can pronounce it, Sengoku Basaru, whatever, the Capcom Dynasty Warriors ripoff.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And I just turned it off. I'm like, okay, well, awesome. It's Dynasty Warriors again. Exactly the same game, same drab enemies, and... Just stop.
I may actually have to try it.
You should, but I just say stop. I'm just so sick of these games. Ugh. And I can't imagine they're still selling the way they used to. I can't. I just can't imagine it. Unless they only cost like $3.99 to make.
There you go.
I mean, can they really still be making a ton of money for these companies? Especially Capcom. It's like, why? So I don't know.
Those resources could have been better spent making a new Mega Man Legends.
Or just make Mega Man Universe.
There you go.
That game
looks awesome.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that footage?
Yep.
Oh, God. I'm so excited.
And it's got Ryu in it.
It's got bad box art Mega Man in it.
I know.
That's just awesome. Anyway, we're not talking about Mega Man.
The little big planet of Mega Man.
I know. I'm so excited. Also on the PS3, I played the demo for the new PSN game called Tear. I think it's called Tear Over. And I freaking love this game. I'm gonna go buy me a PSN card this week and buy it. It is if Trials were a game where you had like what am I trying to say here? Like the Moon Patrol car with like six wheels on it that you know kind of moves over terrain. And basically, you take your little car and you drive it over these levels, and the objective is just to get from point A to point B. But it's got like the physics built in, and you can change the direction of your little vehicle, and you have to get to these obstacles and stuff. I mean, the game is just so fun. You need to check out the demo. But it reminded me a lot of Trials, where it's just got these really physics based puzzles that you have to get through using momentum and physics and. It's just a lot of fun. So I definitely recommend that. I also checked out the demo for the Owl game, The Legends of Gahuli, whatever the name of that movie is. And I have to say, it's not bad. It reminds me a lot of, like a flight game. Like a dogfighting game, because you're flying the owl around, you pick up stuff, you throw it at the enemies, you can have aerial combat between other owls. And while ridiculous as it sounds, it actually is really well designed and built and plays really good. So, I mean,
it's amazing how you know, licensed kid games aren't terrible anymore.
I know, I can't even believe it.
If you'd ever told me that the industry would get to the point where licensed kid games were actually playable, I would have slapped you in the face if you'd have told me that 10 years ago.
Yeah, and then you have stuff that's come out this year, like Toy Story 3, which is one of the best games I've played this year.
Yeah.
And it's a freaking amazing game, and then you have another one this week, you know. I mean, it's not going to set the world on fire, but if your kid digs the movie, it's worth buying, you know. So, but still, good times. And I played a little more Joe Danger. I'm waiting on the patch where you can download everybody's levels, because I still love that game. It's such a fun game. And I think I played NHL, which we talked about already on my PS3, so, but then to move on to the 360, did I play any of the demos? Yes, I played Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock, the demo for that, and I will admit, it's fun. It goes back to the, you know, Guitar Hero 2 songs, which are really guitar heavy and a lot of fun to play. So, and I have to just, you know, it's Guitar Hero when you play it, you go, hey, it's Guitar Hero. Best pause feature of any music game ever now.
Does it do back up a little bit when you pause?
It backs up and starts the song to where there's no notes and you can see the note you were on.
Oh, wow.
So, it's actually, after, what is this now, 6 years, we finally got the pause feature right. So, the storyline stuff is kind of goofy because, you know, they're sitting there talking to you like, oh, you must unleash the Warriors of Rock. And, like, your character, like, turns into a monster or something and starts...
What?
Yeah, it's kind of goofy. It really is. So, but anyway, it's Guitar Hero, and I think if the song list is as good as the songs that are in the demo, and it's, you know, back to the old school Guitar Hero where it's all about shredding crazy solos, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm getting tired of the band games. Because, you know, we've discussed this a million times. They got it right the first time. We don't need to keep releasing new ones. And that's proven by the fact that none of us even play it anymore. You know, we don't get together and say, hey, let's play some Rock Band. I was actually joking with Boogeyman in his story the other day about that. He's like, oh, I can't wait for Rock Band 3. I'm like, why? So we can go over to your house and all bitch because we don't want to play this song or that song and then end up not playing anything? I'm like, yeah, that's really a lot of fun. I'm glad I paid $200 for this bundle.
Yeah, you're right, though. We haven't played that in a while.
Yeah, because every time we get together, everybody's like, well, I don't want to play that song. I don't want to play this song. I don't want to play that song. And, yeah, just, and we play the same three Foo Fighter songs, and because that's the only band that everybody likes. So, but anyway. Also on the Xbox, I played Ruse. Unlike Wombat, I was very impressed with it because I know he's not RTS guy. So that's probably a big issue. The biggest thing that I thought was the coolest about this game is like when you zoom out, you get kind of like the Risk look to the game, where everything is like little dots and, you know, big, you know, colored maps and stuff. But then you can zoom in on the fly, and it actually starts building the detail and the units and stuff. And I thought that was a really neat way to handle being zoomed in and zoomed out on the battlefield. Amazingly, it has a really good, like, story where it, like, goes through the cutscenes, like, they're very serious, and I don't know, it just really, it's a long way from that trailer, the teaser trailer that they showed, was it last year, where it showed the two guys and, like, tricking people into thinking differently about what they're gonna attack. I mean, it's not like that, it's a straight-up strategy game, but it is really a lot of fun. I have to give a lot of credit to that one. And then the other game I played was Hawks 2, Tom Clancy Hawks 2, which was one of the big sleeper games from last year that I don't normally like flying games. But Hawks ended up being just really a lot of fun. And Hawks 2 is very much the same. It's very story-driven this time. Like, every level is based off of a different character. And you actually have to land your plane in this one, which was, like, a kind of a shock to me when I started playing it, because I'm like, I'm not very good at landing planes in video games. I always come in too fast and crash. But it's basically the same game. You know, it's hard to, you know, suggest people go out and buy it if you've already got the first one. So, and I don't know how the online's going to be as far as, like, community-wise. But it is really, really good. I love the cutscenes in between the levels, and I love the actual flight combat, because that was a big thing about Hawks for me, was the flight combat. And it's still really good. Excuse me.
I said I'm finished the first one, so
I haven't either. So it's not like I can say that I'm a huge Hawks master or anything, but it's quality. It's good if you like flight sim kind of games, especially aerial combat stuff like that. It's a solid title. I can't knock it too much. It's a lot of fun.
Ooh.
Damn! I'm just sneezing. I'm sneezing.
Oh. You got the sneezles.
What?
Not the sneezles.
Oh no, not the sneezles. Stupid weather change, man. Goes from like 90 to 70 in a day.
I know.
I love it.
That's Ohio for you.
I know. Yep. But I think, damn, like I said, it was a big week. I'm trying to think if I missed anything. I did. Oh, son of a bitch. I played through the new DLC from the BioWare games. I played the Lair of the Shadow Broker for Mass Effect. Best DLC for that game, period. Absolutely incredible, especially if you're a big fan of the first game and you had a good relationship with Liara. It actually rekindles that, and you can like have discussions about what happened in the first game. And
nice.
It's actually really, really cool. And the Shadow Broker is probably one of the coolest characters in that game.
Nice. Really?
I mean,
I may have to pick up that DLC.
In the entire Mass Effect 2 game, he is probably one of the coolest characters I've seen. Because you'll get to fight him. You know, you read a lot about him and heard a lot about him in the regular game.
Right.
And he's like this big myth. But it adds a whole new race to the game.
Really?
That you haven't seen yet. And it's really freaking cool. So.
I got a question about it.
Yeah,
Can you take Liara through the rest of the game?
No, she will not join your crew at the end of it.
Oh, okay.
But
so
you can
already. Go ahead.
Were you going to talk about if you've already beat the game?
Yeah, if you've already beat it, can you go back and you can go back and do this DLC, right?
Yes, it's kind of confusing because when you beat it, you know, Liara's like, I can help you on your mission to, you know, stop the collectors, even if you've already stopped.
Even if you've already beat it, gotcha.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird when she said that. I'm like, are you up to speed?
That done happened.
That done happened. Yeah. I done did that. So
did you get the email?
I lost it in there with the spam. But no, it's actually really good. She does not join your crew like the rest of the. But if you had a relationship with her in the first game, you can get her to come to the Normandy and have a conversation. It's kind of cool. So, but yeah, it's definitely a lot of DLC. It's fun. There's even a new vehicle segment, which I won't ruin.
Nice.
So.
Oh yeah, I've seen it actually.
Yeah.
I've seen the pictures of it. It looks awesome.
Let's just say Star Wars Episode 2. So. There you go.
Sweet.
Definitely worth picking up. And then after that, I started the Dragon Age Origins Witch Hunt. And I love Dragon Age. I really, really do. And I'm really excited to play. This is probably going to be the last substantial DLC, I guess.
Right.
And it is good so far. I'm enjoying it. But when you go between Mass Effect and Dragon Age, the thing about Dragon Age is it's really good and it's really in depth, but sometimes it feels kind of sloppy.
Right.
And it's kind of depressing because if you've played the other DLCs where, you know, you lose all your old party and you get a new party, it's the same fucking characters every time. So far it's been a strong female warrior, a goofy comic relief mage, and then a third character. Well, guess what? That's exactly the same party you get in this game. Is a goofy mage, a strong female character, and you get your hound back.
Nice.
So, and I am enjoying it. I want to see how it pans out. I haven't beat it yet. I only played it for about a half hour before I went to bed. But I want to see what happens with Morrigan and the story that takes place after the ending of the full game. If you haven't beat it yet, I won't spoil it. But there's two choices you have with Morrigan. This is assuming left scenario.
Right.
So, I think it's going to be good. I'm hoping it's good, even though the first half of it had me searching for books in a library. So, take that for what you will. But I know it's going to be good. It's Dragon Age. I always have fun when I play these DLCs, and I'm interested to get some more of the story. So there. Whew. That was this week, which is probably going to be the slowest week of the holiday season. So that Gambus is why I did not play Plants vs. Zombies, just so you know.
You just had to throw that in.
Yeah, because I don't have time. And this week is probably my most exciting week for the year because obviously Halo Reach. But I'm also very excited to get my hands on Move and play it this week. Which I noticed nobody else mentioned they were buying, so...
No.
No.
Yeah. I wish I could.
So, which I can't blame anybody because the launch titles are kind of crap, you know? But I'm just really kind of excited to play with the hardware, so... I'm sure there's going to be more. I'm looking forward to playing Spider-Man this week. So... And I'll finish off the Dragon Age DLC this week. And, oh yeah, there's a little Xbox Live Arcade game coming out this week that some people might be interested in. It's called Sonic Adventure.
Really? Hmm.
Yes, that comes out on Wednesday for 800 points.
And what's that?
Sweet.
What's that?
Sonic Adventure.
Yes, the Dreamcast launch title.
Which
we won't talk
Sonic
about.
Sonic Adventure DX, I believe.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. But anyway.
If I buy Sonic Adventure on Xbox Live, it'll be the third time I've purchased Sonic Adventure.
And it will be the third time you've had a ball.
Yeah, it's true.
So there you go.
Probably true.
Alright, now that we've got the fondling out of the way, it's time to do some news for the week.
And now, news for Ga-
We apologize. The rest of this joke is only available for N4G Radio Premium subscribers. Please enjoy this placeholder music.
You bitch.
So yeah.
Now back to the podcast with your mother, and now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Oh, that's
no, that is disgusting what they're doing.
Apparently, though, if you saw the tweet, they are giving the Bombcast free now.
Yep.
Well, so I'm not surprised. Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, the only other person to do that is Ricky Gervais, and that's Ricky Gervais.
Right.
He can charge all he wants for a podcast. People will buy it. But a gaming podcast where four guys, as funny as they can be, are jerking around talking about games, no, you can't charge for that. No, it's just, I'm glad that they've seen sense.
Okay, I'm not familiar with what's going on.
Really?
But you missed all that, huh?
That set Twitter alight for a couple of days, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, Giant Bomb is setting up a premium service for their website, and initially they were going to offer the first hour of the Bombcast to everyone, and only the second hour to paid subscribers, which is $50 a year.
$50 a year for what?
According to them, it's HD video and...
To listen to the second half of their podcast?
Yeah, that was part of it.
Essentially, that's what it is.
So, yeah.
Wow, talk about enlarged heads.
Yeah, exactly. So, and the internet threw a fit. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're funny guys. I like the Bombcast. It's a good podcast to listen to. It's up there in the top two, along with M4G. It's, you know, it's a nice lengthy podcast, which is how they were obviously able to get away with trying to charge for it, but I just don't agree. Podcasts should be free no matter who you are, with the exception of Ricky Gervais.
But anyway, yeah, that's that was very topical. Very, very well done, sir.
Thank you.
Starting off with rumors, BioWare is apparently working on an unannounced handheld game, which goes on to continue to say that BioWare is definitely under the wings of EA now, as they're pumping out games left and right.
Yeah.
So,
hey, as long as they're all as good as Mass Effect 2 and Dragon Age were, I'm fine with them pumping out as many games as they want.
Like, I mean, EA, what was the price that they... That was like $82 million they bought BioWare for, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So they've got to recoup their money back, and you know, I'm sure they do that plenty good enough with like Dragon Age and Mass Effect and with the Star Wars MMO that's coming out. But yeah, I mean, CA, they got to make money.
Oh yeah, and they're making a ton of it, considering BioWare's already working on, as we mentioned, Dragon Age 2, Star Wars: The Old Republic, and Mass Effect 3, and apparently now a unannounced handheld game.
Right.
So wow.
And BioWare's big enough that they can handle all that stuff and still pump out quality games.
And they did also make that DS Sonic game that was an RPG, which was quite good. So they're obviously, you know, a dab hand at it.
Definitely. So we'll see what the announcements come in the next couple weeks, because obviously TGS is the next big show, which is due, I believe, this week or next. I can't remember the exact date. So, Final Fantasy XIV open beta is ending on September 19th, so you've got less than a week to get in your MMO fix.
But the game comes out the day after, doesn't it?
I'm not sure. PC, I think so. But the PS3 version, I'm not sure. September 30th is what it's listing here.
Okay.
So, Michael
not long to wait.
The Michael Jackson Experience, the game, has been delayed on PS3 and 360, but it will ship regularly for Wii, DS, and PSP this year. It's been moved to next year for the 360 and the PS3. Probably to add Move and Kinect support, would be my guess. Team Eco PS3 collection is listed on Walmart.com for $39.82.
Woohoo!
Sweet. Scheduled to ship on April 1st, 2011.
Oh,
maybe not.
So, there you go. NPDs came out this week. It's a continuing trend. The 360 is just killing. The PS3 is climbing. And the Wii continues to fall. As does the PSP, which showed another drop in sales this month. If you thought it couldn't get any lower, it did.
Well, those PSP 2 rumors continue to hang around, so people maybe don't want to bother with it.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the PSP. Sony really needs to do something besides the Marcus commercials, because apparently they're not working.
We don't get those over here, so...
Yeah, they're...
Thank your stars.
Yeah, they're not very... they're definitely no Kevin Butler, that's for sure.
Fair enough.
The indie game... is it Machinarium? Machinarium? We reviewed it. I didn't review it, but we reviewed it on our site. It's headed to the Wii. It was supposed to go to XBLA, but it's not. It's going to the Wii. So... Id's Rage may be coming to Android phones.
Interesting.
So,
That would be weird.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto Trilogy is coming to the Mac soon. So for all those Mac users that didn't play 3, Vice City, and San Andreas...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
yeah, talking about staying current, eh? Crikey.
Yeah,
I'm so glad you waited this long to patch in Mac support when the system that those games were originally on is now like $50 at a flea market.
There you go. Sega is porting Choo Choo Rocket to the iPhone and iPad.
Nice, Choo Choo Rocket was the bomb.
Yeah,
yeah.
It will be the first of its titles to support the Game Center.
Nice. I'd be interested to see if Choo Choo Rocket actually holds up, or if it's just Dreamcast nostalgia that has me thinking it was awesome.
Here's an interesting game, Blood Drive. Did anybody see this announced? It's like a Twisted Metal kind of game.
Lamest name ever, by the way.
Yeah, but it's a zombie car combat game. It's due to hit Xbox 360 and PS3 this November for $49.99. Screenshot looks pretty fun.
Kind of like Armageddon, isn't it?
Armageddon.
Carmageddon?
Oh, yeah, Carmageddon.
Yeah.
So it looks good. It looks fun. So it could be a nice little appetizer for Twisted Metal.
There you go.
There is a sequel to Section 8 due out in 2011.
Section 9?
No. It's called Section...
Wait for that joke.
Section 8 Prejudice. So the first Section 8 had a lot of good ideas. It just didn't pan out. So, another Walmart listing is showing Mag 2.
Interesting.
Which is kind of funny, considering SOCOM 4.
Yeah, on Zipper working on that.
Yeah. So
maybe it's not Zipper on Mag 2.
Here we go. You ready for this? We've been talking about the online pass that you have to use, you know, when you buy a used game, all that good stuff. Here's one that nobody expected. Call of Duty Black Ops will not use an online pass for multiplayer.
Interesting.
Haven't Treyarch said that they're going to do something different for the multiplayer? Didn't they say they're going to try and make it so that you wouldn't want to trade it in?
Oh yeah, the wager matches. That's the big thing.
I don't really know what that is.
No.
You don't know what wager matches are?
No, not really.
Okay, basically a wager match is a new type of multiplayer where you can play the game and you can bet virtual points and money on how well you will perform. It's kind of like a gambling game.
Neat.
Oh, so, promoting gambling.
Exactly.
Very responsible.
Yeah, but it's fake. It's fake gambling. So it's not nearly as bad. But it's actually a very catchy thing to do for multiplayer. So... 6 Oddworld games are in development by a company, Just Add Water.
And you can read our interview on gabenew.co.uk with the CEO of Just Add Water.
Oh,
there you go.
Nice plug. Nice plug.
Yeah, it's a UK-based developer. So. And, it's, Oddworld's an amazing set of games. And I'm so glad that they're making an appearance. And they haven't just died a complete death. It's, and the company Just Add Water, they made Gravity Crash for the PSP and PS3. And they're a very competent team, so good things, hopefully.
I'm excited about the remake of Stranger's Wrath for PSN. It looks good.
Yeah.
That's the only one I didn't play.
It was a good game. It has a nice little twist. If you haven't heard the twist yet, it's definitely something to be excited about.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't have an Xbox when that was out, because it was only Xbox, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Original Xbox, that is.
Shooter dev Cave is releasing an original iPhone iPad game.
Interesting.
I'm going to try to say it. It's called Mushi Himi Sama Bug Panic. So, there you go. Mega Man Universe, which we were talking about earlier. It's basically Capcom's answer to Little Big Planet. Let you construct your own characters and levels.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Little that's Big Planet Mega Man. Little Dude, Big Mega gonna, Man.
It's going to be like the best game ever.
I know. I'm so excited.
You nerds.
Yeah, whatever.
Noids.
You're on the show, too.
Okay. Good point. Good point, well made.
This week we celebrated two birthdays. As everybody knows, the Sega Dreamcast, its 11th year birthday from September 9th, 1999. There you go. And of course, the 15-year anniversary of the Sony PlayStation.
The thing that killed the Dreamcast.
Indeed.
Yeah.
But that was cool. Nice birthday. Sony did a really nice website and a bunch of sales on PSN, so it was nice to reminisce back to the old PS1, as I had to post my memory of the reason I bought a PlayStation was the fact that Mortal Kombat 3 looked freaking awesome. Oh, and how the tide has changed. Gabe Newell is now making headlines talking about Xbox Live being such a train wreck. And now,
how much money is Sony paying him?
It's so great, because he dogged the PlayStation 3 forever, and now he's dogging the Xbox 360 right after he announced a few exclusives for PlayStation 3 and support for the system.
To be fair, it's surprising that he's actually got time to speak with what eating he does.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about that. Apparently, Bethesda's parent company is picking up an Oblivion movie trademark. So, take that for what you will.
Interesting.
An Oblivion movie. We had some sad news this week.
Oh, yeah. I read about this.
Brian Wood, a developer who works at, I believe, Relic Entertainment. He died this week in a car crash where he saved his wife and his unborn child by swerving the car sideways so that he would take the brunt of the accident.
Oh, that's really sad.
Tragic, isn't it?
There is a donation set up for him. There's a memorial fund, so I know a lot of the developers are sending money out to do the memorial trust fund. So if you've got the money, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Apparently, news has come out now that PopCap was originally offered $5 million by Microsoft to buy them out. And a lot of people were throwing a stink like, oh my god, $5 million for that company? That's not fair. This was in 2002.
Yeah, when all they did was mobile games.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I don't even know why this is news now. That's 8 years ago. Kinect's object scanning feature will not be available at launch. It will be available through an update later. So you can't scan your penis in yet, just so, yeah.
Well, I'm starting to wonder if the Kinect will actually be available at launch.
Yeah, buy a voucher ticket.
Yeah, I have heard through the grapevine of people who have it, the Kinect beta, they are actually updating it once a week with beta fixes, so at least it's really a beta.
At least they're doing something to tighten it up. Fair enough. And they've got a couple of months yet anyway, haven't they?
Exactly. So, well, I mean, I can't judge it till it comes out, you know, but first hands-on impressions have not been positive, so we'll see. Yeah. The new Wii and DSi firmware updates are squashing homebrew support again, so expect a fix for that next week so that it works again. Apparently there's a continuity bug in Dragon Age's Witch Hunt DLC. And it's a significant issue for a certain set of players. I will have to read into that, because I don't want anything to happen.
Yeah, you don't want nothing to happen.
No. Heavy Rain dev David Cage is considering going multi-platform for his next game. He's been eyeing the Xbox 360 for his next title, which, you know, Heavy Rain can't be done on the 360, so saith the PlayStation fanboys.
But it'll sell a lot more if you put it on the 360.
Yeah, yep. Probably. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood Beta is due on October 4th. It's a PS3 exclusive beta. Will contain 9 characters, 2 maps, and 2 modes. So, yeah, if you're excited about Assassin's Creed multiplayer, there you go. Telltale is offering a game pack for charity. It contains 6 games for 5 causes at $19.95. It contains The Whisper World, Jack Kien, or however you say that, The King's Quest Collection, Penny Arcade, and Puzzle Agent, and a 5-episode second season of Sam & Max for $20.
Bargain.
That's a really good bargain.
So, the PAX Prime attendance hit 67,000 people. That's a lot of people.
Sweet. Yeah.
It's not bad.
Second Madden title update brings Madden Moments Live. Relive some moments from the Saints last year and various games from the upcoming season after they happen. So it's remaining relevant, so that's kind of cool. Microsoft apparently suspended a gamer on Xbox Live because he lived in Fort Gay.
Which is pretty hilarious.
They're idiots, aren't they? They really are.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So if you live in a town that has an offensive name, beware.
Yeah, beware.
Microsoft revealed a Kinect bundle for hardcore gamers this week. A 250-gig system with a Kinect motion control device and, of course, Kinect Adventures, because we almost want that game, for $399.99. Which isn't a bad deal if you really want Kinect. It's actually a really good deal.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Kaz Harai is going on talking about the PSP, saying that the Go's market just wasn't as big as the PSP 3000. No shit.
Yeah, that might have something to do with a little thing called UMDs.
Yeah, the fact that you're alienating half of your audience because they don't have the games downloaded.
So, yeah.
Apparently Capcom is collaborating with CyberConnect 2 on a new action game, the guys that made Dot Hack and Naruto.
Right.
So, Transformers DLC came out this week. Add 5 new multiplayer maps and a couple of new characters. It's $10. It did add Zeta Prime. If you play the game, you know who that is. So, Battlefield Bad Company 2 Vietnam expansion is going to debut at TGS this year. So, that's nice that they're doing expansion instead of just a full-blown game. So, Little Big Planet 2 beta invites are going to really active Little Big Planet users, which is a good thing. That's the way it should be done.
Well, also, I think they should split it out a bit and at least put some players who have never played Little Big Planet in there. Because you put in people that have played it, they know how to use it. If you want this game to sell, then you'll put some people in there that don't know how to play it. That way, you know, bugs can be ironed out, if you see what I mean.
Exactly. The creator of Katamari and Nobi Nobi Boy is leaving Namco Bandai, and apparently he made a nasty comment on his way out. Whatever. He called them a so-so company. I'm sorry, you have so-so games.
Yeah. What are you sorry, you made Nobi Nobi Boy.
Yeah. Which is just weird.
It's so-so.
Dead Rising 2 K-Zero is the broke records for sales. 300,000 copies in the first week.
Oh, nice.
That's a lot. That's like $1.5 million because it's $5.
Wow. Now, does it make you wonder that if maybe some other games were that price, they might sell more?
Yeah, pretty much anybody at $5 is going to buy it, you know. $5, you're like, oh, okay. So, Kinect is getting the Dr. Kawashima brain training game in Japan. So, those were popular at one point. Final Fantasy... what's that?
I said they were indeed.
Yes. Final Fantasy 13 has been announced for Xbox 360 in Japan. It's going to be released, and it will add DLC. So, there you go. Suda 51 and Mikami's EA project is finally going to get revealed next week. I guess would be at Tokyo Game Show. So expect weird tank controls and 40 sequels. So apparently they're making Dynasty Warriors Gundam 3.
Sweet.
Okay.
I like it.
You're on your own there, son.
Yeah, you're on your own. So,
I still haven't played the second one.
Well, then maybe you might want to catch up. Dissidia Final Fantasy is getting a sequel.
Sweet. Good game.
Warren Spector apparently pitched a sci-fi game to Disney, but then ended up working on Epic Mickey, which, did anybody watch the bonus round with him and Ed Boon and the guy who made Scribblenauts? Warren Spector's a dick. I'm sorry, but that whole interview, like, he was just like such an ass. Mm. Like, Ed Boon was trying to talk about how his Mortal Kombat team is like 90 people, and you see Spector start laughing. Like, that's not a team. I have 400 people working on Epic Mickey. And of course, you know, he was just laughing his ass off at the Scribblenauts guy, because they're like 30 people strong.
Right.
You're a dick. Whatever. And then he's like all arrogant about his games. He's like, I never look at other games and see what I could do. I would never do that. Whatever. Okay, the fact that Uwe Boll's making a new movie might be news in the movie news, but it's not about a video game, so whatever.
Yeah.
Amazon is apparently offering 99-cent shipping on release date deliveries. So, that's pretty cool. Rumor that Deadly Premonition director is involved with the PSP title, The Lord of Arcana. With the five people that played Deadly Premonition and the five people who know what Lord of Arcana is.
Right.
It's a very niche title.
So, apparently the latest PS3 update is ending the PS jailbreak exploit, which, once again, will be countered next week by a jailbreak update.
Right.
So,
because that's the way these things work.
BioWare released some Mass Effect 2 statistics that they collect from the game. And here's some interesting stuff about 80% of players choose a male Shepard, and only 50% actually finish the game.
Wow.
The class most played is Soldier, and the class least played is Engineer. 50% of the players imported a save from the original game.
Nice. That's a pretty good number. That's higher than I would have expected, actually.
Yeah, two PC players completed Mass Effect 2 28 times.
Crikey. Wow.
And four Xbox 360 players completed it 23 times.
Wow.
And players skip 15% of the conversations in the game.
Huh.
Speaking of anal assholes, the guy that made Braid,
Jonathan Blow,
he apparently premiered his game, The Witness, at PAX without telling anybody it was there.
What?
He wanted people to discover his game. So, and he didn't want to let people know who developed it or what it was. Which meant it sit most of the show in the side, and nobody even noticed it was there until 2 days after the show was over. So,
backfire.
There you go. Apparently, Rare and Molyneux originally argued for buttons on Kinect.
Interesting.
So,
well, how would that work?
I don't know. You get like this little pink dildo in your hand. Oh wait, that's Move.
That's Move.
Never mind. The DJ Hero 2 and Guitar Hero Warriors Rock demos are available. I did not play the DJ Hero demo. I knew it was up, but I did not play it. So if you want to check those out, Gary Oldman and Ed Harris are going to be in Black Ops as voice talent.
Sweet.
Interesting.
So that's two very good voiceovers.
Yeah. Gary Oldman did World at War, didn't he, Sam?
Yeah. With Kiefer.
Mm.
Kiefer Sutherland was in World at War. There's a new Uncharted 2 DLC in the works. So that's good news for people still playing it. 2K Games have announced Top Spin 4. Yeah, you're chuckling. Just hold on to it.
Yep.
Stardock was hit by layoffs after following the Rocky Elemental War of Magic launch, which is awesome because I love the fact that the reviewer that reviewed the game that said he played multiplayer that was never unlocked.
Nice.
That was great. But apparently the game doesn't even work, so... Which, you know, I have a copy of it sitting here if anybody wanted to review it, and nobody wanted to review it, so... There you go.
What's that tell you?
And it was the collector's edition, so that even says a lot more. Borderlands is getting a level cap increase for free. Takes the level up to 69.
Nah.
And it will be released around the time of the Game of the Year edition, and of course the new Claptrap, New Robot Revolution DLC.
Borderlands, that's like the game that just keeps on giving.
It is. Square Enix devs are discussing a secret AAA title and what they've learned from the West. Apparently they didn't learn from the West to make a game interesting within the first 15 hours. Hence Final Fantasy 13. The Gears of War 3 Carmine shirts raised $150,000 for Child's Play.
Oh, awesome.
So, that's huge.
That's great.
Apparently there's a new EDF Earth Defense Force game due. This one's called Insect Armageddon.
That game is just hilarious, man. It is.
Oh, by the way, I just got my text message. Your Halo Reach will be available tomorrow at 12:01.
I just got one of those, too.
Yeah, 12:01 tomorrow, boy. What's up?
Yeah.
Gearbox has apparently purchased the Duke Nukem franchise. So, that's good news for Duke Nukem fans.
That is good news for Duke Nukem fans.
And I think we're back to old news. Yep,
sweet.
We are. So that's all the news. It was an interesting week. Not a lot going on, but some stuff. And I just accidentally logged out of Twitter. So.
Oh, I don't have it pulled up either.
I got it. All right. We're going to scroll down. We have some tweets, but not a lot. A lot of them are from last week. I know Wombold posted, everybody should listen to the N4G podcast instead. We've offered the same subpar content free for 4 years because no one would pay for it.
Ain't it the truth?
Melfus83 says, can I get an Xbox and PS3 invite from you guys? Melfus2005 on 360 and Melfus83 on PS3. Also have a Wii, but I never play it. Just like us. He says, what's up, your friend Melfus? I hate working on the weekend. My boss is a bitch.
Nice.
He also says, what's up, guys? I want to say hi. And also, what do you think of the new Rocket Knight adventures? Dude, these are from 2009.
Those tweets are?
Yeah, what the f...
What have you done?
I don't know. I just hit more, and those brought those up. Frustrated Fury mentioned us to somebody, Brigo MG, saying you should check us out because they're right up there with Giant Bomb as far as enjoyment and quality. So thank you, sir.
Oh, wow. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
We got Follow Fridays from H-Dogger and D-Hoof, so that's cool. The YouTube video I sent you guys earlier of the guy blowing a fart and lighting a candle, H-Dogger says he wants somebody on the show to do this now.
No.
So, we're not that lowbrow.
Yeah, whatever.
What? I was trying to show some sense of class. I don't blow gas out my ass. There you go. I feel like Susian over here. Chuck Bartowski's got a long list of tweets. He says, the following are things that have made me rage so GD hard. They are in Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition and will hopefully change. Fuerte's Ultra Spark got a damage nerf. Are you fucking kidding? He needed that because he doesn't have a great damage output. He says, and RSF was nerfed in regular Super. What the fuck? He also says, Seth, J. Fierce, looks like he is doing a shoulder charge similar to his focus attack. Looks what? Why? Really? oh my god, that makes no sense. They already nerfed the fuck out of him in Super. Why nerf him more, you douchebags? He's very angry. He says, Sagat damage buff on Tiger Uppercut. It's also cancelable. Why? No, seriously. You nerf him in Super because he was OP. And Cammy, now you buff him back to almost original state. Wow. Cammy can no longer instant cannon strike, the dive kick. I'm dropping Cammy and Seth because of these fucking buffs. Oh, by the way, Yun and Yang are a piece are in this piece of shit game.
Yep.
So there you go. His rage on Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition.
Epic.
Indeed.
That is epic.
Uh-huh.
Eddie Bishop says, football!
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
The real one.
No.
Oh.
Sorry. NFL, because that just started this week. Jerkstore81 says, if Fox News approached you and said they would pay you $1 million for you to go on TV and attack violent video games, would you do it?
Hell yeah.
Oh, that is so funny.
You will have to subscribe to my podcast for $5 a month to get my answer. So, wow. This is a funny question because it depends on what they want me to go on and talk about. Because if I want to go on there and rage about how 13-year-old kids should not be playing Grand Theft Auto, fuck yeah, I'd do it. I'd do that for free.
Yeah.
Shh. They're paying you $1 million.
Oh, well, they're not really paying me $1 million. So. But if it was just to go on and say, well, violent video games are the cause of society's problems, then yeah, I probably would. That's $1 million.
Yeah. And then you'd be like...
Dude, that's like the commercial, what would you do for a Klondike bar? I mean, seriously, the show would be better if it was, what wouldn't you do for $1 million? I mean, to be fair and honest, you know,
yeah,
we're broke.
And then after you have your $1 million, you could pretend that you had a change of heart.
Yeah, I'd get on there and then I'd be like, I would like to retract everything I said.
Fox and right now News. I'm playing Mortal Kombat. Yeah!
I think violent video games are terrible. I can't wait till Mortal Kombat comes out. I don't know. What Fox News ever offered me $1 million, I'd take the money and run. Anyway. Jay Borsick says, hey guys, Halo Reach night this Friday or Saturday? Have a great show. I knew this was going to happen, but I think I'm staying away from multiplayer this weekend. I really do, because I want to play the single player. And if you guys want to do some like co-op, I might be down for that.
I would definitely like to do some co-op.
But as far as getting online and jumping straight into the multiplayer, I'm going to give that about a week.
Yeah. I'll probably be playing the campaign Tuesday and Wednesday night.
Yeah, I'll definitely be doing campaign.
Yeah.
Che Morongo says, let's go 49ers. So, I say let's go Raiders, even though we're getting killed right now.
I say let's go Lions, even though we're awful.
Yeah, I don't think you've played yet. No.
No, we haven't.
You're not due to play till 4, I think. What's going on? No, wait, you are playing right now. You're winning. Sorry.
Nice. Yeah, I think we're going to be better this year, actually.
So, you're winning 14-13 with only a minute 40 left.
Nice.
That's
plenty of time for us to lose.
Exactly. H-Dogger...
Way to go with that positive attitude.
There you go. H-Dogger says, I'd be up for some Reach this Saturday or Friday night. I think everybody would be. I think everybody's going to be playing the hell out of that game. And our last tweet, sadly, is Shock Caller. He says, what it do, N4G crew? Is it hard living in a gangster's paradise?
I've been spending most of my life living in a gangster's paradise. And I got to say that, yes, it's very difficult.
All right. I've been living in an Amish paradise.
I churned butter once or twice. Living in an Amish paradise.
Indubitably. That's all I got. I'm sorry. That's all the tweets. And we're still 20 minutes out from filling a whole show, so... Gabe, why don't you do your fondling again?
No, 20 minutes. You said 20 minutes.
I didn't say 2 hours.
2 hours!
Well, dude, you sound like you're in a toilet.
Really?
I could talk about how I played the Crackdown DLC, and I don't think it was worth $7.
Nice.
Isn't that broken?
It was. They fixed it, finally.
Oh, okay.
I totally forgot I played that, but yeah, I threw a bunch of beach balls in the giant toilet that's in the game, and then I glitched it. You don't know about the giant toilet in the game?
No.
Yeah, there's an achievement for jumping into it off the agency tower.
Hmm.
So.
Why is there a giant toilet?
I don't know. I don't make this shit up. I don't write these scripts.
You ought to.
I don't. Whatever.
I don't.
A0.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk about any special guests in the future?
Yes, I guess I could. Mention how next week we should be having the design directors from Kane and Lynch 2 Dog Days on the show.
Nice.
So it will be a half hour post-mortem segment. And yes, I will ask about the glitch. I'm not afraid.
Which glitch?
The again? Glitch that when you headshot somebody with a shotgun later in the game, it freezes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Huh.
It doesn't make the game... It doesn't, like, freeze the game up. It just freezes it for, like, 10 seconds. And then the game goes back to normal. But if you're playing multiplayer, it kicks the other person out of the room and makes you start the entire level over again.
Nice.
So...
Yeah.
But other than that, I'd like to talk to them about why they changed their direction for the second game.
So. And why they only made it 4 hours long.
Well, yeah, you know. Yeah, we're really...
I could probably talk about...
Puzzle Quest?
Puzzle Quest, yeah.
Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle Quest.
I've been in the talks with... Johnny Millennium, who
sounds like porn star.
Fucking cool name that is.
Oh my god! But
I'm Johnny Millennium, and here's my mate. Now fuck off!
Boom! Headshot.
But he's the host of Happy Console Gamer, which is a awesome YouTube channel. I've been in talks with him for a little while to come on our show, and he said that he usually he's been like real busy lately, and he says he's usually not the busy type. So he said this month is just kind of bad, but he still wants to be on our show, and he said that he would love to join us. So, that'll be another guest down the road. So,
okay,
look forward to that.
There is something awesome going on the highlights for the football game. A in the Tennessee Oakland game, a mascot ate a cheerleader.
What?
Why? What on pitch?
What?
This is awesome.
I'm so confused right now.
Dude,
I don't even know what to think.
Oh my god, that is awesome. He's eating the cheerleader.
You do know I can't see what you're talking about.
I sent
about.
You a link.
Oh.
There you go. That is awesome. Anyway, Gambus, do you have any other shout outs?
I got a lot of shout outs. Let me see here.
Shout it out, brother.
I'm going to shout out the All Gen Gamers podcast, which is the podcast that Johnny Millennium also co-hosts.
That should be his catchphrase from now on, is check out my meat.
Yeah. Well, I turned him on to the show, so he'll probably hear it.
Awesome. But, that's great.
Yeah. I'm going to give a shout out to the Down to For It
X podcast.
Man, really, that's like a mouthful every week when you say that.
It is.
That's what she said.
Yeah. I have to look at the title when I actually say it. I can't even remember it off the top of my head. So it's a really, really funny comedic skit-based podcast. So there you go.
Skittles!
Going to give a shout-out to the Evolved Gaming Podcast. Those guys and gals over there are awesome. And let me see here. Give a shout-out to the Hardcore Christian Gamer Podcast and the other podcasts are associated with it. They're really, really funny guys. Hilarious, absolutely hilarious. Give a shout out to the Pink and Deadly podcast. You girls are awesome. The Red Sun Gamer podcast, a great show about Japanese gaming.
Yeah, those guys called me out about Vanquish, and that's the first time that I was like, well, what about Gambus? I'm not the only one that did this. I'm the only one that gets called out on my hate.
And the thing is, you didn't even hate the game.
No, I just said I just found it boring.
Yeah.
But apparently I supply six packs of Haterade on a weekly basis.
You do?
Haterade!
When you were a baby, your mama used to bottle feed you Haterade.
I know. Some good shit.
And give a shout out to the Front Toward Gamer podcast.
Are you in line, son? Are you a recruit?
Yes, sir.
Are you in the don't ask, don't tell policy?
Oh. I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Well, that's right. You don't ask, you don't tell.
Yeah, exactly.
What was that?
All right.
That was my methodical laugh, I guess. I don't know. Uncomfortable silence. So, what about that puzzle quest, too?
What about that puzzle quest? What about that puzzle quest? Mm-hmm. Puzzle quest.
How many people do you think are still listening?
Probably none of them.
Well,
started out with five, and we're down to none.
I know.
I think that one person is probably like asleep, but our show is still playing, and they're on their speakers.
Is that Drew?
That counts as listening.
Drew's asleep.
Do you think we could send them messages? Sorry, hey. Subliminal messages in their sleep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Listen to our podcast every week, even
yes.
though
your friends.
Tell all of your relatives.
Welcome back.
Send your money to me.
If you're gonna subscribe to my podcast, somebody on my Twitter said they were going to offer a subscription based service, but it was a girl and she was gonna send nudie pictures.
I'm sure she'll probably make a decent amount of money with that.
Probably. Would you subscribe to that? No, a lot of people would. Anyway.
I've got standards.
No, you've got a girlfriend. You'd have subscribed to it 4 months ago.
Hopefully it's not costing you that much. Because there's a word for that.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Moving on up to the east side. Can you tell we're trying to fill space?
Yeah.
I don't have anything.
You know, I'm sure the people listening to this probably wouldn't mind if we just stopped.
I'm trying to make it worth their money.
It's free.
Oh.
And it ain't worth that.
You hurt my feelings.
Well, the interesting thing about the Giant Bomb podcast is, if you get the full show, you'll actually be able to hear them talk about video games, because usually like the last hour, I mean the first hour is kind of like our last hour.
Yeah, nice. Now you're right. Their first hour is general chit chat and what you've been doing over the weekend, and it's not until about an hour in that you start getting into the games, actual sort of news and stuff like that. But I'm glad they saw sense. It just frustrates me. Especially since as I don't like buying things in dollars. So if I subscribed, I'd have to pay in dollars. And, you know, dollars not real money. I might as well pay Microsoft points. I don't know how many I'm getting from a, you know, from a pound.
Okay, that sounds like a porno, too.
Well, pound.
Pound it, brother.
I mean, our money doesn't weigh that much, so, I mean, a pound would probably be, like, $300-$400, I think.
Damn. Man, give me a pound. Anyway, I do have one more thing to mention. We are, N4G is doing a PAX swag giveaway. Kat is running the giveaway. There are bunches of prizes here. The grand prize is the monster. Here's how you enter. You be an N4G member, reply to this blog with a picture of you in your oldest, grubbiest gaming t-shirt.
Well.
You must reply with the image. It must be posted by September 16th, so this Wednesday, and you will be willing to provide a valid mailing address. Here's what the grand prize winner will take home. An official PAX swag bag full of all of this stuff, a Spirit hoodie from Nexon, a Duke Nukem shirt, a Brink shirt, an Infamous 2 t-shirt, a Little Big Planet 2 shirt, a Mafia shirt, an Assassin's Creed Brotherhood shirt, PAX Life Party shirt, Killzone 3 exclusive swag bag with shirt and lanyard, two Portal Co-op t-shirts, a Torchlight 2 shirt, a Mortal Kombat button, Valkyria Chronicle 2 buttons, a set of 5, Lord of the Rings Online PAX button collection including the One Ring, an epic Mickey button, Slam Bolt Scrappers button, XBLA buttons, Kirby patch, Mass Effect comic, Star Wars The Old Republic comic, the Hunted Demon Forge tattoo, a Torchlight 2 bag, the Secret World haversack, an SOE cap, a Duke Nukem bottle of steroids, a Dragon Age 2 inflatable sword, a Jinx lanyard, a Sega lanyard, Lord of the Rings Online beta code, Lord of the Rings One Ring, a soundtrack, a map that's signed, and a PAX strategy guide, a God of War Ghost of Sparta demo code, Lego Universe beta key and minifigurine, End of Nations beta, Rift Plains Talara beta, and EVE Universal Glory sweepstakes entry.
Wow.
That's what you win.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
I was wondering what you were talking about when you were mentioning buttons, but then I forget that you lot sort of our language, and you actually mean badges.
Well, they're buttons.
They're badges.
You shut up with your crazy talk.
I'm thinking buttons? Who wants a fucking button? I've got a shirt full of the things. Badge.
Whatever.
Bloody.
It's a button.
American.
Anyway, so if you want to enter that, enter that this week. I could win it easily with my old grubby gaming t-shirt, but unfortunately I am disqualified.
Yep.
And also I want to give a big shout out and a big congratulations to our winner of the Xbox 360 Slim with a copy of Halo Reach, which was our user Lord Marius on N4G. So he is winning a 250-gig Slim system with a copy of Halo Reach, which will be shipped to him on Tuesday. So,
boom.
There you go.
Congratulations.
And
is that the special one that he gets, the silver?
No, no. It's just a regular 250-gig system and a copy of the game.
You cheap bastards.
Damn, I'm sorry. What did Game Noob give away last week?
Sorry?
What did Game Noob give away last week?
Oh.
Yeah.
He's about to give away some buttons off his shirt, apparently.
No, he's about to give away a badge. You shut up. Anyway,
badges are what police officers wear.
Oh.
And badgers are furry animals.
That is true.
The only thing I can think of when you talk about badgers is that scene from Ernest Goes to Camp.
The only thing I can think about when I hear badger is badger, 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 mushroom, mushroom.
You know what? You know what?
I remember that.
You know what the ultimate thing about badges are?
What's that?
Are we talking about badges or badgers now? Because I'm confused.
We don't need no stinking badges.
Okay. And we don't need no stinking badgers either.
I don't need no stinking badgers. I will tell you this and you will listen.
Oh, man.
Because my name is Antonio.
Yes.
Alright, I'm done. Just never mind.
What's going on with you?
Hey,
drunk?
I wish.
4:14 in the afternoon.
I hit the sauce early. I'm just giving everybody outtakes. Remember when we used to do outtakes?
Yeah.
We're doing it before.
We were funny.
Yeah, this is. I'm doing it before the show's over now.
Hey, John.
Yep.
You want to pimp out your podcast? I mean, not podcast, your website?
Didn't he already do that?
I kind of did, but yeah. Go visit www.gamenoob.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter, at GameNoobUK.
Sweet.
What about our Twitters? If you want to follow us, it's at N4G Podcast, at GambusCon, at RWombold, at ZTGD, and yours, John, I can never remember the exact syntax.
At John W. UK, so that's John and then D-U-B-Y-A UK.
There you go.
And that's the same for my Xbox gamer tag and PSN ID.
Ah, see? Make some friends!
Yeah. I'm nearly running out of space. I'm almost doing the gambus.
I had to...
Look at that.
You know what? I've had to delete 15 people just to make room.
You know what? Some of us aren't as blessed as you.
I know.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up, B. All right, Gambus, we're done.
All righty, then. And,
epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can! It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
I always live in anger.
Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.